The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Finishing up the playground, a little bit of Triple H theme music there, courtesy of Matt Missler on the other side of the glass as we wrap up the final 10 minutes of our show this morning.
Yeah, you know, that's great music because this was such a morbid morning and kind of show covering basketball and hockey.
Well, it was. I mean, it was unfortunate. You know, as Jay-Z said, we have to tackle the tough issues. Jay-Z's gone. The train's left the station. We have to tackle the tough issues, and we have to ask Topher the tough questions, and that's what we do here on the playground. We don't shy away from criticism or honesty. We are up front with you, Jay-Z and I, and the rest of our compatriots, no pun intended, always on the right side of honesty with you as far as our takes are concerned, whether it's Michigan basketball, Michigan hockey. You can get in on whatever you want this morning. Phone lines are open, 734-998-1050. Talk a little Super Bowl. As the Patriots face the Falcons this evening, Tommy Brady goes for his fifth Super Bowl ring, gentlemen.
What?
Tommy!
Yeah, it looks like, you know, there will be a game. I think a lot of us have wrote the Falcons off for a long time, and throughout the playoffs, there was always someone better, or we've always seen them drop off, no matter how good their team was, but they finally made it to the Super Bowl. They are, the New England Patriots are favored by 3 points. Coming out news today, Atlanta Falcons center Alex Mack will be playing. He only has a broken bone in his leg. They're going through other guys that have played in the Super Bowl with broken, you know, legs or arms or whatever, ribs. They're going to pump him up full of medicine. He's not going to feel that leg at all. As long as he can feel his arms be able to snap it back to Matty Ice, then he'll be fine. Because, yeah, there's not too much you're going to have to do from that position. It might be a little bit more weight on his knee. I'm sure he's going to grimace in pain from time to time. But yes, the Patriots, they're favored by 3 points to beat the Falcons. Game starts at 6:30.
And as always, Jay-Z, shameless plug, Inside the Huddle hosting a Super Bowl watch party this evening at Pretzel Bell. So, yeah, so get to the Pretzel Bell. Get there for a good seat, 5 or 5:30 or so. We will be in the Wolverine room. So that's downstairs.
You just made the list.
And you should be happy, Miz, because you were on the guest list.
There you go.
You just made the list.
Is Jay-Z on the list?
No, I have plans. Oh. I'm just saying, if you're single and have nothing else better to do, like you don't have family or friends, the Pretzel Bell is the place to go to watch it with Jeff Childs, Michael Spath, and the rest of the ITH Nation.
Yep, Steve Morrison, former linebacker, may be there, no promises.
Right.
Steve Morrison may be there. Chris Young, our basketball analyst, may be at the Pretzel Bell. But, yeah, we are going to have a great time, as always, at the Pretzel Bell, one of our sponsors on Inside the Huddle. And I can't confirm it yet. You'll have to be there to find out. But Mike is working on some special deals on appetizers or any kind of food. So we haven't confirmed it. Don't quote me on that, but I know Mike's working on it. We'll see what we have when we get to the Pretzel Bell this evening, but they're always accommodating to us, always very helpful as far as watch parties are concerned. We had the Michigan State game last weekend, but be there 5:30 this afternoon, this evening for a Super Bowl watch party Inside the Huddle brought to you by Pretzel Bell.
Right. If you're hungry, single, have no friends or family to watch the game with, the Pretzel Bell is the place to be. One of my prop bets that I had last week, and I think, Miz, you helped me out with it. Tony Bennett will be part of halftime with Lady Gaga.
Bam!
I said that. I should have bet on it because there was an actual line on that, but I was in on that.
There was a couple of prop bets that actually that we mentioned last week that we probably should have put bets on before this upcoming weekend.
The line changed on a few of them?
Well, no. There's a couple of them like it had to do with involving Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods pulled out of the Dubai tournament after one round. So, I mean, if you put a bet early on that prop bet, as far
you
as
won,
against
yeah.
Tiger Woods, you win. Congratulations.
Yeah, the one that
Tiger,
I was
Tiger
go.
Woods.
Yeah. Well, Tiger, the hips, the knees, it's all bad. It's like
the everything.
I'm picking 34-31, Patriots win that game, and fifth Super Bowl for Tom Brady, who was passed by the Lions 5 times in that NFL draft. Miz, you got prediction on the game score-wise?
Winner? I mean, I do want to pick the Pats as far as like my brain says the Pats.
Boiler
but
up.
But your heart says Falcons?
My heart says Falcons only because I want the for some reason I'm always a fan of the underdog.
Right.
Always a fan of the underdog from the underground. Sami Zayn. And I'm gonna take the Pats though regardless. 28-24.
Okay. All right. Michigan State, Tony.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Is there someone else?
Tony is so visibly frustrated with Purdue JZ right now.
Yeah.
Alter ego.
Definitely.
I've been picking the Patriots all season.
You have.
So I should probably stay with them.
That would
I'll
be done
say
not to.
24-17, Patriots.
All right. Syracuse,
Jeff.
Yeah, Jimmy B. Jimmy B. is 1,000th win yesterday. Anyway, yes, my Super Bowl prediction. I've seen Atlanta's offense all year, man. They are as high scoring and as high flying as they come. Rise up, Falcon Nation. But I can't go against Tom Brady in a big game. I can't go against it, man. I'm gonna go with Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Ellen Branch, and the rest of the Wolverine Patriots in this game. Patriots win 35-31.
Yeah, looking at the offensive averages, Syracuse, Jeff. Atlanta outdoes everyone in passing yards, 295 to 269 on the season. Rushing yards, 120 to 117, beating New England. And then points, 33.8 per game compared to New England's 27.6. Also, passing yards allowed.
Boiler up.
Atlanta's allowed more, 266 to 237 for New England. Rushing allows, yards allowed, this is the tough part. New England only 88 per game, 104 for Atlanta. And then points allowed, New England only 15, while Atlanta has scored or allowed 25.5. As far as where they rank among the rest of the teams offensively, overall, the Patriots are fourth, where Atlanta is 25th. In passing, they are 28th. Well, New England is fourth. And then rushing, 7th for New England, 17th for Atlanta. Then on the defensive side of the ball, overall, the Patriots are 8th overall, and the Falcons are 2nd, best in the league. 3rd overall in passing, well, New England is 12th. And then rushing, New England, 3rd best against the rush, and Atlanta, 5th. It'll be a lot of fun. Commercials will be fun. Halftime show. AO is going to be your first song, I do believe. She'll finish out with Edge of Glory. Those are the two songs out of the five that she'll do. I'm guessing. That's my prediction. I say it on here, and it will probably happen. And then what, I mean, afterwards, Tom Brady, I put a dollar down on the kicker, New England's kicker.
What a bet.
Gostkowski.
And if I win, if he wins the MVP, $100 comes my way. I'll take that dumb bet every time.
What about the coin flip?
Huh? It's
heads,
even.
Tails?
I'm going heads.
You got good odds on that.
I'm going heads.
I'm going to go tails.
All right.
Where you go, Jeff? Heads or tails? Are you going
heads?
On,
take heads.
Land straight up. Tonio?
Yep. Tails never fails.
Tails never. Yeah, and then what? Women's basketball at 1:45 pregame, 2:00. They take on Iowa. Shouldn't be too much of a problem. Alumni game going on right now. Michigan versus Michigan. I pick Michigan to win.
Jay-Z, talk a little bit about that women's basketball team because I feel like we could give them so much more attention than we do, but they deserve it because Mike and I talked about it last week
a little bit with
Hallie Wangler. But between Caitlin Flaherty, Gondrazic, Hallie Thom, this is a team that has so many weapons that can hurt you on every position on the floor. What's it been like for you? I know you cover them a little more closely to watch their growth. And they've taken a huge step forward this year.
You know, and that's where it comes down to is you have those three. And Michigan hasn't had a big three like that in a long time. Gondrazic coming in. As a freshman, she went and pretty much jumped who was there beforehand, Boogie. Boogie left the team because you could tell they were going to go to the freshmen, and she's done very well. But really, when it comes down to it, you name those three because those are the three that get the points. But really, Jillie Dunston, she has been the underdog of them all. And what she does on the court, I think picks that team up. What she does with just her words, you know, she gets that team going, and then she pulls down the rebounds and scores. When Thome's not down there, you know, getting the rebounds and scoring, Jillie has, and I think that's the big underdog. You can prepare for the three, but can you prepare for the fourth And then you got Thompson also. It's a great team. I guarantee that they're going to win more than the 22. That's the most Michigan women's basketball has won all season long or since they've started, was 22 in a season. And right now they're at 17, and more likely before they even get to Big Ten tourney, they'll be above that 22-game mark, I do believe.
All right, Purdue-Michigan this afternoon. You can hear it right here on WTK, The Ticket.
Iowa-Michigan.
Iowa.
Iowa-Michigan. Super Bowl party at the Pretzel Bell, 5:30, brought to you by Inside the Huddle. And Jay-Z, I've always wanted to know why Purdue has that big drum. Maybe we'll never know.
Maybe
Jay-Z will tell us next time. You've been listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket. Have a good morning, everyone.